From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. Today, President Obama, along with the leaders of Britain and France, published a joint letter. It said that as long as Muammar Gaddafi remains in power, NATO and its partners must maintain their operations in Libya. Meanwhile, NATO foreign ministers meeting in Berlin were asked to contribute additional aircraft to strike Libyan military targets. With no sign that Gaddafi's regime is collapsing, NPR's Eric Westerveld reports that there's concern NATO might not be able to protect civilians, let alone force the dictator from power.
Norwegian F-16 fighter jets take off for Libya under the NATO banner from Souda Air Base on the Greek island of Crete. NATO Secretary General Anders Fogh Rasmussen this week, in a switch, said the alliance needs more strike aircraft like these to better protect civilians from shelling by their own ruler. Captain Brynjar Shordal is with the Norwegian squadron now flying bombing missions against Gaddafi's forces. He says the mission is strongly supported by the Norwegian public and his colleagues.
Speaking for, I think, all or close to all of the 120 Norwegians here, I think the mission is a right one. I've hardly seen any mission that we've had that has been this clear.
But what's not as clear is how to achieve that mission. Gaddafi military and paramilitary forces have adapted. They're no longer easy targets driving heavy armor openly down flat desert roadways in eastern Libya. They're concealing heavier weaponry in built-up urban areas near civilians. And they're increasingly dressing in civilian garb and driving pickup trucks, SUVs, and other non-military vehicles to try to evade airstrikes. NATO airstrikes have stopped Gaddafi's artillery and rocket assaults on civilians in Benghazi. Ghazi and Ajdabia. But for NATO, that may have been the easy part.
The problem now for them is what next? And that, of course, was the question posed to them by critics of the operation before it began.
That's Dr. Dan Plesch, director of the London Center for International Studies and Diplomacy.
I don't think that NATO has a political end game. Either they hope that Gaddafi will and his regime will implode with further defections, or that there may be some victory for the resistance.
But a rebel victory seems a long way off. With anti-Gaddafi rebels still outgunned and militarily inept, Dr. Plesch wonders how NATO will achieve its goal of protecting civilians and ousting the dictator, short of putting troops on the ground, which alliance members have repeatedly ruled out. The military facts on the ground all say stalemate. Francis Tusa, editor of Defense Analysis, finds it strange that NATO is in the same military predicament as it was a few years ago in Afghanistan, when commanders pleaded for more NATO air support.
And certainly the Secretary General of NATO at the time saying if you counted up the number of support helicopters in NATO, it was something like 400 or 500, and they couldn't even find a dozen. Bearing in mind a lot of countries being asked to participate in Libya aren't necessarily involved in operations in Afghanistan, you would think there would be strike aircraft basically at beck and call.
Meantime, a Libyan resident of Misrata told Reuters today that government forces again battered civilians in that western city with rocket artillery and tank fire. The witness said a government helicopter, in defiance of the NATO-enforced no-fly zone, circled the city for hours, likely serving as a spotter for Gaddafi's artillery. NATO air protection, the witness reported, was nowhere to be seen. Eric Westerveld, NPR News.